Hey, y'all, on this episode of the Carolina Chuck Podcast, we're going to talk to Dawn from Samaritan Medical Center and April from Watertown Family YMCA. They're going to talk to us about the North Country Festival of Trees. This year, the theme is Magic of Christmas. Y'all check them out. Be good. Peace out. All right, so here we go.
Here we go.
All right, so what's up, guys? I had you waiting for a few minutes. I'm sorry, but so you guys were at the Festival of Trees.
Yes.
So Christmas time is coming up pretty quick.
Oh, too quick. Yes. I am enjoying this weather. I don't want to think about Christmas, but yes, our event is coming.
I think it's supposed to get colder tomorrow, right?
Yeah, cold, yeah. And then it's going to get warm again. It's cold. Welcome to the North Country. It teases you for a while, and then finally smacks you upside the head.
I think the weather changed a little bit when I moved up here, you know, to suit my needs a little bit.
Did it?
Yeah.
Warmed up? You brought the warmth with you? Yes.
I brought the warm weather with me.
Well, the good news is, regardless of the weather, the Festival of Trees is held inside. It's at what we refer to the folks around here who know the former Bon Ton store in the Salmon Run Mall.
The former Bon Ton. I have no idea what that is.
Isn't have you even heard of the Bon Ton?
No. It's a store. It sounds like some kind of.
It was one of the anchor stores in the mall that closed, and the space is what we use every year for the Festival of Trees. It's kind of a big circular room, so the trees will be all the way around, like two loops of trees, and it's really an experience. It's great. Great time to come in and see what the decorators come up with every year. It's amazing.
Yeah, I work at FX Honda, like I said, and I see trees get dropped off there all decorated up and stuff. I see them take trees, and sometimes people buy them from around the dealership, and they drop them off in one of our waiting areas or whatever for cars to get delivered or delivery bays. So I've seen a couple of the trees, and I've seen some pictures. It looks really neat.
We've got a talented group of decorators.
Yeah, and so how do you get involved with this?
Many ways. So you can get involved with either sponsoring. We're always looking for sponsorships, many different levels. You can decorate, and that is all volunteer. So all of these decorators that decorate these trees, they volunteer their time, and they put all of their own hard-earned money into these trees to decorate. And then we're also looking for volunteers. You can sign up to volunteer to actually work the event.
So what does the proceeds go to? I mean, what does that go to?
So it gets split. So Samaritan Medical Center and the Family YMCA of Watertown, we partner in this event, and half of the proceeds goes to the YMCA, and the other half comes to the foundation at Samaritan.
I think I've got this figured out.
Uh-oh.
You're with Samaritan.
There you go.
And you're with YMCA.
There you go.
Nothing gets past you.
Oh, wow, the name tags. I'm glad you left those on because I'm sitting here, okay.
Yep. We're 50-50.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
So for the Samaritan side, the proceeds go to different projects of whatever is in the need for that year. This year, it's going towards mental health, expanding our inpatient mental health unit. So we're adding more rooms, adding more beds. And then the Y's proceeds go.
Well, we have a lot of families in our community who just can't quite come up with the money if they need to. Have kids who want to play sports, or they might want to be involved in health and wellness programs we offer, or a membership to the Y. And so we offer scholarships to those families because we understand the importance of health and wellness, mind, body, spirit.
Right.
So anything we do in terms of these type of events is to support the scholarship program.
Really? How did you get involved with the scholarship program?
If you can't afford, and you, like you say, you have a son who really wants to play soccer with his friends, but you're a single parent, you just can't make it means end, you come in and you fill out an application. There's some paperwork you have to do, and then we do an evaluation based on your income and expenses and such, and scholarships are offered based on need, and we kind of help these families get to do the things that they'd like to do at the Y or have their kids come in. There's all different kinds of programming at the Y. Sports, youth development, we do STEAM classes, we have health and wellness classes, we have school-age childcare, we have daycare.
Wow, the Y is big.
The Y is huge.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm thinking about getting, I was thinking, because I go to Planet Fitness, no offense against Planet Fitness, but I'm thinking about switching to the Y, all right?
Okay.
It's a little bit closer. There's more to do. There's like you said, there's activities. And, yeah, I'm looking
good at, for the kids, too.
Yeah, kids and everything.
Yeah, we have this brand new downtown facility that we just opened. It'll be coming up 1 year, December 11th, we opened. $27 million facility. It has a huge aquatic center, indoor tennis courts, track, steam room, sauna room, cardio room, yoga room, spin studio.
Sold. I'll be there.
Yeah, it's quite a place. Spin and then the studio, fairgrounds is bikes, spin classes.
Oh.
Yep.
That's amazing.
So we have a variety of ways to work out. The steam room and the sauna are to die for. Just, you know, great way to just go in and let the world melt away. Yeah.
I've
and
done
then,
some ice bath kind of stuff.
Not an ice bath.
I went to the cryo thing here.
Oh.
And yeah.
Supposed to be good for inflammation, but I don't know.
I swear, my back was killing me. It worked. I froze pretty good. it came out. I did it twice. Put it like this: I did the polar bear dip.
Oh yeah.
Didn't prepare for that. Didn't take a cold shower. Nothing. Jumped in. Freaked out, right? Hit the water. They pulled me out. I'm climbing out, freezing. And it took me a day or so to get warmed up. And then I had this boxing event months later. And I said, you know what? I said, that kind of did help my muscles a little bit. So I did the cryo thing. And that was an experience. It was terrible, right? But it worked. You know,
you're really selling that.
Yeah. Well, listen. So, yeah, I know. It sounds crazy. But then I decided I hurt my back when I'm playing a little flag football and stuff, and I decided I'm going to do it again. And I went, and it was way better this time, even though I still couldn't talk as much. The guy sitting here talking to me, I was like, you can't say nothing. But it went by way quicker. I got out, and it was no pain for a few days. I mean, it was amazing. It really was. It was really cool.
You know what else will help that?
A sauna?
Exercise.
I said I go to the Planet Fitness. but no, but what I was thinking is I'd like to try a sauna too. See, yeah, that's all great.
Nice we one. Have a dry sauna and a steam room, so we have both options. And then we have the aquatic center with two pools. We have a lap swim pool and an activity pool. So you really can go in there.
And a splash pad for kids.
Yes, little ones can go on the splash pad. We have open swim times.
Now, what can we do at the hospital that's fun?
Well, you know,
get better.
You get better. You healed.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that you hope that you never have to go, but
right.
If you do go,
yeah.
They have a golf tournament every summer.
Oh wow!
Yeah, yeah. No. Frankie comes.
Yeah, Frankie.
They sponsor.
Frankie goes to every golf tournament he can go to for sure.
Yeah.
He's like, and he won't take a day off for anything else. But if it's a golf tournament, he's there
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, and the Capreras are a big part of this event every year. They are our presenting sponsor this year. It's FX Caprera Honda.
Mm-hmm.
They are one of our presenting sponsors. And then we have two media presenting sponsors, NBC Watertown, of course.
Yo.
And Tunes 92.5, 104.5.
That's
so
awesome. They're good folks over there. I had Jen on over here. She did good. I got to get Quince on. He seems amazing, but I hadn't got him over here yet. But yeah, I'd like to get those guys on here, so that'll work out. My whole crew is gonna be there. So, tell me about some of the trees that you've seen over the years that were amazing.
Well, so I've only been doing this now for 3 years. This will be my third one.
Me too.
Yeah,
wow.
So
we're both kind of newbies. Although way, way, way back when, years and years and years ago, when it first started, I was a decorator.
How long have you been around?
This is our 27th
wow.
year doing it.
And it's always been the Y and
Yes. It's always been Samaritan and the Y partnering, but it's always been at the state office building.
Oh. Actually, it was at the
library.
Dealmaker Conference Center before that and the library.
Yeah.
It hopped around. It never has an official home.
Yeah.
We do change where we locate it through the years, but the event. And it's grown. I mean, would we have 90?
We had 98 trees last year.
90?
Yep, 98 trees.
98?
Yep. And
wow.
I was looking at just some numbers. And in 2001, we only had 70 trees. So it definitely continues to grow. And that's why we're always looking for bigger spaces. If you've never been, what I enjoy about it is watching people walk into the facility.
Mm-hmm.
And it being at the mall, most people don't realize what they're walking into. Yeah. And they walk into it and they're like, whoa, it's Christmas in here.
Yeah.
We changed that space into a winter wonderland Christmas. It's a great community event. It's free to the public. You don't have to pay to come in and see all these trees. It's very family friendly.
Yeah, all the kids are just, their eyes get huge. You know, it's all about Christmas and trees.
Is it a 1 day event?
No. So it's opened up for about a week now.
Really?
So it opens up Black Friday, which is November 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And then it closes on Sunday, December 8th is the last day. So, again, it's free to the public. There, you can view all of these trees. And how we make our money is by selling all these trees in
an auction. The auction. Yes, that's the part I'm more familiar with.
Yeah. So we do a live auction and a silent auction. So all of the trees go into the silent auction except for probably around 8 to 10 trees go into our live auction that we do the night of our gala.
Mm.
And then we also get youth involved. So we have about 10 to 12 youth trees that are decorated by different youth groups, whether it's a school group, a sporting group, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. And those trees are actually ticketed. So you can buy like little raffle tickets.
Really? So it's like you get to raffle those off?
Yeah. Yep.
The ticket helps to vote for the favorite tree of the kids. So you go by and you look at the trees and you put your raffle ticket in the one that you like the best. And so we'll have a winner out of all the trees and then we do a raffle. And if your number's drawn on that tree, you get the tree.
So how do you enter a tree?
To like decorate?
Yeah.
So decorating is, anyone can sign up to decorate. They just contact myself over at Samaritan. You can go right onto our website, which is samaritanhealth.com/festivaloftrees. Sign up to be a decorator, or you can sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Different levels you can sponsor, and with that, you get a tree and you have the option to decorate your own tree.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just sponsor and you're like, nope, I don't want to decorate, and we find you a cool decorator for you.
Nice.
And every year we establish a theme. We actually establish the theme right when this year's event ends. We'll pick the theme for next year because they're already starting their plans for the following year. And it's just amazing to see you think just when they can't come up with any more new ideas, there's another 100 trees that are all brand new ideas you've not seen before, and you just can't believe the creativity. It's amazing.
What is the theme for this year?
The magic of Christmas.
The magic of Christmas.
Yeah. So I don't want to give away too much because the decorators take a lot of pride, but we do have like. One of the trees I'm excited to see how she's doing it is, what is that old Christmas movie, The Christmas Story?
Yeah.
She has ordered, she's trying to make her tree into
a leg.
The leg lamp.
Lamp, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So some of these decorators are like super creative, and I wasn't here for it, but I've seen pictures like National Lampoon.
Yeah.
They had a car with the tree on top of it.
Tree is almost not sufficient a term because they don't just do a tree, they do a display.
Yeah, yeah.
And it becomes
yeah.
this whole scenery with, and there's gifts and everything. So if you auction and buy a tree, you get the tree and everything that's underneath the tree and surrounding the tree. And some of them are these whole kids' play centers or vacations or TVs. It's amazing what comes with the trees. And the ideas, like I said, one of my favorites was the popcorn tree. They made a base that looked like the popcorn paper bag that you would get the popcorn in. They used insulation, the styrofoam, and it made it into like giant popcorn balls. And then the whole tree was like butter and salt and pepper and all these. It was amazing. And you got a popcorn maker and all the supplies with the tree.
That's just awesome. Incredible.
Yep, that was that People's Choice?
Yeah.
Yep, that was one of the big ones. Just like I said, you can never believe the stuff that they dream up. It's incredible. And year after year.
They just keep on.
Yep.
Wow. I mean, I've seen some of the cool ones that they brought to the back to the dealership. And I remember there was like, I think it was a beach thing, maybe. Mm. There was some chairs and stuff with it. And it was pretty cool. I mean, I think it's a really cool idea, especially when see how creative someone can get.
Yeah.
And with the magic of Christmas, the first thing that popped in my mind was Harry Potter. I don't know.
We've had Harry Potter trees. Yeah. In fact, one year we had three.
Four or five, yeah.
Yeah, that we were all, like, it was just so funny that sometimes, like, last year we had three different groups who actually made teepee trees. It was so funny how they all came up with the same idea in the same year. So
teepee trees.
It's a teepee, and it was a Christmas tree. It was covered with greens and decorated, but then you could go inside it. And I'm thinking, what a great thing for, like, a family room with kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So somebody's got, like, all right, I want that for my living room.
Yep. And you can, and you have options. You go in and just bid and try to win the bid, but there's always also a buy now price. So if you really want the tree, you can go in and just buy it and say, I want it. Run it now, and I'm walking away with it. So,
wow. So it starts, you said, Black Friday.
November 29th.
November 29th and goes to the 8th. The 8th. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And the gala's a nice evening.
Yeah.
Dinner.
Get all dressed up.
Yep. And then you get to vote. You can bid on the trees. We have the paddles, so you can.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
It's official.
Yep.
It's official.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of food are you serving out there?
Really good
well,
food.
Well, we've got the Clipper who is catering it.
The Clipper?
Yeah, from Clayton.
The Clipper Inn. Really good
food.
I've
never heard of that.
Oh,
what?
Very good.
I'm a water. I just. Yeah. I'm
very good chef.
Gosh.
The Clipper. Yes. That sounds amazing.
Clayton? You must have been.
I've been to Clayton.
Oh, okay.
I just, you know.
Yes, the Clipper Inn is a pretty famous restaurant there.
So he closes down in the wintertime, and he travels all around the world and gets, like, new recipes and ideas.
See,
and
that's
then he
what I love about the show is I find out about the area.
There you,
you
go.
Know what I mean? It's not, sometimes it's not what we're talking about. It's the other things.
Yeah.
And, like, so. And I was going to say that I talked to Billy Caprera, and he likes how that they're utilizing the mall for stuff. He's like, it's a big place, and it's, you know, it's got the parking for everybody, and it's a good place to utilize. And
yeah, that's one of the advantages of being at the Bon Ton. It's one of the anchor stores, so it's you can access it from the outside. It's got a massive parking lot, and it's really a neat design, the whole inside of the building. Like I said, it's circular, so it really lends itself to the whole festival. And then we have the section up front that we kind of close off for the gala and bring in the tables. And it's quite a fancy event with the tablecloths and chair covers and centerpieces. And it's really nice.
I'm trying to, is this where Spirit Halloween is?
Yes. But they're only using like the front half and we use the entire store.
Yeah, we take over the whole.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we almost run out of space.
I'm trying to imagine where it would be.
yep. Spirit of Halloween will leave and we will take over.
Nice. Yep. Oh, man. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's really cool you get to do some stuff like that. I really like how people bring in the community to do some really cool stuff.
It's a great kickoff to the holiday season, you know?
And
if you're one of those families, maybe you just moved to the area, things are crazy, and you haven't figured out what to do for decorations and a tree, you don't even have to worry about it. Just get a tree from us, we deliver it. If you live in the city of Watertown, we'll deliver it to your door.
Wow.
Yeah. And the other cool thing about this event, too, as we keep mentioning families, is we have a lot of things for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So every day we do scavenger hunt for the kids. They can come in and pick up a little paper, and they go find different items. And if they find all the items, they get a little treat at the end. But then this year we have 4 kid events. And, again, it's free. It's free to the families. It's free for the kids. So the 4 kid events this year, we have the Polar Express event. So we have someone coming in with characters, and they read the book and do different parts of the story. Kids get the golden ticket. They get the first gift of Christmas from a special guest. And then our next event is what we are calling our Winter Wonderland event, where we have some different characters coming dressed up, and they're going to do some sing-along and crafts with the kids. And then we have our the Magic of Christmas, and we have a magician coming to do a magic show and like do the balloon animals and creations.
Where can you find a schedule for all this?
Right on our website.
Yeah. Right on the website.
Yeah, or on Facebook.
You got they got a Facebook page.
Festival of Trees. You're going to want to check out the Festival of Trees. Make sure it's the right one.
Right.
Yes.
That's a common term. And technically, we are officially a North Country Festival of Trees, but our Facebook is Festival of Trees. The information is on the Samaritan site, or you can go to the Y site. The YMCA is watertownymca.org, and you go to our events tab, and then there's a Festival of Trees tab in there, and it has all the links to the Samaritan site. We link to each other. We're really excited. Right. And it has, so you can go to either website and find out the information, and we'll have the schedules up everywhere. They'll be outside and in the mall and stuff ahead of time so people can check it out, but lots of stuff for the families to do.
Yeah, I love the scavenger hunt and stuff idea. I love that. That's great.
Yeah,
especially just to have something for kids to do. I mean,
I've got
a couple of kids. For
Well, they will love it. Like I said, it's all the beginning ages. Of the Thanksgiving Day, and then the next day we kick it off, and it's just like
that's honestly that's perfect timing because what we try to do is we used to back when we're back home. There's a place that we like a Christmas tree farm that we'd go every year, and we saw one down like the day after Black Friday.
Yep.
So it would be perfect timing for all that, you know.
Families come in; they'll be all dressed up. They do Christmas photos for their Christmas cards in front of the trees. They get ideas to decorate.
Like selfie stations for photos.
You can go and pose and line up and do your picture, and then there you go. Yeah. You got all these holiday decorations around you, and
you can bring one of these little cameras and do your own picture.
Yeah. You can do a podcast right there. Come on in, bring a couch.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you are set up right on the other side of Santa Claus.
Yes, we are. Santa Claus is right out the entrance. Yes. So it's kind of the Christmas section of the mall.
Yeah.
Yep.
Talk to Santa Claus and go in there and get ready for him. That's awesome. So, and you said it's over on the 8th, do y'all do have any normal trees in there? Are y'all in any association with those guys?
No, like just a plain tree that
just
you can
plain trees.
No. But if you're looking for a plain trees, one of our long-term decorators, who has been a decorator from the beginning, is Sherry Simmons, and she owns Simmons Farms.
Simmons Farms.
Which is out Copenhagen?
Yeah.
Out that way?
Going out. That's 12.
Yes. But her farm, you can cut down your own trees, or they have like pre-cut. So you can go do that.
And they've expanded. They have like a shop on the inside. Yeah. And you can go in and buy little nifty things.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have Santa there.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep. But she's one of our long-term decorators.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of our decorators have been decorating for years.
Yep.
Years.
So how many decorators do y'all usually have? I mean,
pretty much one for, so, like, last year we had 98 trees, so we had at least 98 decorators. Some trees, there's, like, 3 or 4 people decorating one tree.
Yeah, they bring in teams. And like you said, they'll find out the theme as soon as this event is over for next year. So they're working all year, working on ideas and decorations. A lot of them are making stuff that goes for the decor. So they'll come in, and you got 2 days to decorate your tree. And then we do the judging and finish the decoration and set up. So they come in, and for those 2 days, with their crew, they'll bring families. There's kids. It's just groups, and they just go at the tree. They know what they want to do.
They go in there and set up and actually build it there.
Yes.
Yeah, we have the trees there. We fluff the trees for them. they're artificial. Yep.
Yeah.
But then they put the lights on and go at them, and everything has to be wired on because we are going to transport these trees, and you don't want the whole thing to fall apart after they buy it. So we want to make sure that it looks the way it does when they get it to the house. So everything has to be wired on and attached. So it's a pretty cumbersome process, and they do an amazing job.
Really?
We bring in food and feed them, and
that has to be like
play Christmas music and
the equivalent of like Santa's workshop and like
and lots of elves.
Yeah, that'd be a sight to see.
It takes a village to put this event on, and that doesn't even include the group behind the scenes that we've been meeting since July.
Yeah,
we start meeting early and start planning for the next year.
Really,
all the details that go with it. So
It is neat to, and I would like to this year, it's neat to see the space, like, when the Halloween store moves out and what it looks like.
You should almost do a time-lapse video.
Yeah.
And just have it coming to life, you know?
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Yeah.
That'd be really neat. So, April and Dawn.
Very good.
Very good. Thanks for wearing name tags. That was awesome.
You passed the first test.
Yeah. And thanks for wearing the Y shirt.
So you know who's what team.
Yeah.
I'm Team Y. Yeah. She's Team Samaritan.
So you got me sold on going to the Y.
Okay.
You got sold me sold on hopefully on not if coming I to pull Samaritan. My back or something at the Y.
But you can play in the golf tournament too.
Like, yeah, I play in the golf tournament. And you got me sold on checking this this thing out, especially with bringing my kid up there, letting him do a scavenger hunt. I feel good nuts. I'd really like to come watch these guys put these trees together. What day is that going down?
That is the 18th and 19th of November.
18th and 19th. They're going to be setting up. Just to see what it looks like. I'd like to get a good look at that.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, come on up.
And but look, I think that's all we need for tonight. So you got anything else you want to add?
No, just come on out and see us for the holidays. You're going to be amazed.
And check us out. Check out the Festival of Trees on Facebook. And
Or you can website. Go to SamaritanHealth.com/Festival of Trees.
All right, perfect. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us.